How great, O lover of humankind, is the mystery of your cross. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Tell it among the nations, Alleluia. Our God has reigned from the tree, Alleluia. The humble mystery of a cross proclaims the greatness of our God, the wondrous maker of all flesh. In human flesh our path has trod. What David prayed upon his harp, we see today has come to be. Our mighty Lord does rule the world by humble cross for all to see. O blessed are you on whose poor arms was placed the destiny of all. You weighed the love of God's own Son, whose death to life now does us call. To you, eternal persons three, is sung the praise of all on earth. You showed your love in Jesus Christ to save and call the world to birth. Amen. Never forget God's deeds. Give thanks to Adonai for such goodness and love which endures forever. Who can tell all God's wondrous deeds? Who can provide adequate praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. Adonai, remember me, out of the love you have for your people. Never forget God's deeds. Our sin is the sin of our forebears. We have done wrong, our deeds have been evil. Our ancestors, when they were in Egypt, paid no attention to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love and refused to obey your will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put you to test in the wilderness. Never forget God's deeds. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bullock that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt. wanders in the land of Pharaoh, and marvels at the sea of reeds. Never forget God's deeds. For this you were ready to destroy them, but Moses, the one you had chosen, stood alone before you, reminding you of your faithfulness and love. In the greatness of your love you relented. For their sake you remembered the covenant. You let them be treated with mercy. And so we can now cry for your help. Adonai, come quickly and save us, that we may thank you and sing praise to your name. Never forget God's deeds. Glory to the one and to the word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Never forget God's deeds. A reading from the Book of Numbers. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, Adonai sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against Adonai and you. Pray Adonai to take the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and Adonai said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and if any who have been bitten look at it, they will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever any who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, they lived. The Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the human one be lifted up, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. So that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the human one be lifted up, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. O great work of love, death then died, when life died on the tree.
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits his people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O great work of love, death then died, when life died on the tree.
O Holy One, you healed the people of Israel when they looked upon the bronze serpent. Protect us this day from the deadly wound of sin. O Holy One, just as Moses raised up the serpent in the desert, so you were lifted up on the cross in the sight of all the nations. Raise us up to share in the triumph of your cross. O Beloved One, you were sent into the world so that those who believe in you might not perish. Grant unending life to all who long to see you face to face. O Beloved One, you are not sent to judge the world, but to save it. Grant faith to our brothers and sisters, and bring all on the last day to the joys of heaven. O Holy Beloved One, you came to cast fire on the earth, and you long to see its flame kindled in the hearts of all people. Grant that through the holiness and love of our lives, we may come to share in the undying light of your glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of all creation, whose awesome will lifts up the cross, a sign of victory over sin and death, transform our hearts that we may turn from all past ways of worldly power, from means of destruction and coercion, to embrace the way of the cross, the weakness that is true power, the folly that marks your wisdom and your reign, both now and forever. Amen. May the one who stretched his arms on the cross to gather all humanity into one family bless us with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.